Hi, this is Steve Lees and welcome to Sounds That Can Be Made, a rock podcast brought to you from the city and county of Bristol. Following the terrible events in Paris on Friday, I could only start the show with one band. Of death metal was Speaking in Tongues from their Peace, Love, Death Metal album. Not prog, but something I felt that needed playing.
Running high.
From 2003's A Natural Disaster, that was Anathema with Harmonium, the album I discovered Anathema with, and still, to me, the highlight of their career to date. Now, I'm not sure if the next band qualify as prog, but as they are the only band I've ever seen play live with belly dancers on the stage, it all sounds pretty prog to me. That was Sweden's Therion with Dark Venus Persephone from 2004's Sirius B album. If you like that, I recommend checking out pretty much anything by them from 1996's Theli album onwards.
Today, they tell me that I'll soon be leaving. There's people all around, yet I am so alone. It's in their eyes, some kind of fear inside. As if they know me. Every night, whispered voices reassure me. But in the early hours, all the doubts return. Into troubled dreams. Oh, I feel I know them. I feel the conflict inside of me.
Napier's Bones with Lost and Found from their album The Whistman Tales. I've found very little information on the band other than they comprise of Gordon Midgley and Nathan John Tillett and have released two albums to date, The Whistman Tales and Tregeagle's Choice, both of which are available as free downloads on Bandcamp and are well worth listening to.
Yeah.
I played some Coheed and Cambria on my Heavy Elements show the other week and thought it was so good I'd treat you all to some on the Monday evening show. That was Welcome Home from the Good Apollo, I'm Burning Star 4, Volume 1, from Fear Through the Eyes of Madness album. Phew. Just the sort of album title you'd expect from these guys, really.
Thank you.
with lyrics written by British sci-fi author Michael Moorcock. That was Blue Oyster Cult with Veteran of the Psychic Wars. Now, John Mitchell's Lonely Robot album is receiving lots of well-deserved plaudits, and I have something from that lined up for a future show. However, for tonight I have delved into John's back catalogue with something from The Urbane. That was the Urbane with The Tide from their first album, Neon. Now, last week also brought the sad news of the passing of Phil Taylor, the drummer with Motorhead on many of their classic albums. I played Bomber on Friday as a tribute to Phil, and Emma got a little carried away on Thursday playing three Motorhead tracks on her show. I wasn't going to play anything by the band tonight until I remembered this. Motorhead there with the title track off their 1916 album, featuring the late Filthy Animal on the drums.
Sideband my reality. Can you hear all is quiet? It feels alright, I guess. Can you hear all is quiet? It feels alright, I guess. Can you hear all is quiet?
Riverside fans won't need telling that was Lunatic Soul, the side project of Riverside vocalist and bass guitarist Marius Duda. The track you just heard was Treehouse from their most recent album, Walking on a Flashlight Beam. Now don't forget to vote for your top 5 favourite prog classics over on progzilla.com after the show, if you haven't already done so. I won't tell you who to vote for, but it would be nice to see some tracks in the top 100 recorded after 1983. Just saying. Okay. We've once more run out of time. I hope you enjoyed the show and will tune in again next week. To end, I'm playing a track by what I thought was a band playing their final gigs this week, though it now looks like they're only playing the final gigs with the current lineup. This is Touchstone with Wintercoast. Enjoy.
of winter cold.
Tuned to Progzilla Radio.